It's here and now. Back in Philly at the DNC, abortion has not been mentioned much in the campaign. Security issues are at the forefront. But both major parties have abortion planks in their platforms. Both Clintons, Hillary and Bill, once said abortion should be not just safe and legal, but also rare. The Democratic platform this year calls for, among other things, opposing Republican efforts to defund Planned Parenthood and overturning the so-called Hyde Amendment, which limits federal funding for abortions. The Republicans call for repealing Roe v. Wade, getting rid of legal abortions completely, and adding a constitutional amendment which would award the same rights that an American citizen enjoys under the 14th Amendment, life, liberty, etc., to the unborn. But the GOP nominee, Donald Trump, once called himself pro-choice. Now it's pro-life. His VP candidate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, is staunchly against abortion rights. So what are strong opponents of abortion to do? Yesterday, we went to Mass at Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul in downtown Philadelphia. Afterwards, we met up with Edel Finnegan, Executive Director of the Pro-Life Union of Greater Philadelphia.
At Mass today, one of the things Bishop Sr. mentioned was for the unborn, the vulnerable, those in poverty, those who are suffering, and that we need to speak to that. And we need to see each other as the beautiful creations of God's love. And I think we're losing that. And I think a big part of that is because we've lost the sense of the dignity of the human person in the womb.
On the lawn outside the basilica, a grouping of white wooden crosses.
It's a memorial to the unborn. We have a moving display throughout the Philadelphia area, and we've had it here at the cathedral. Just it happens to be the week of the convention. So, and we're happy about that, to highlight the tragedy of abortion.
Well, and as you scan the political scene, do you have a candidate? Do you feel you have a candidate?
I think whenever people are committed to human dignity, and they particularly want to address the lives lost to abortion, it's hard to find the candidate that speaks to all of your issues. And it's particularly hard this year, extra hard, I think, because the Democratic Convention, this is the most extreme platform that they've, I think, ever had. And even Democrats for Life have spoken out and addressed that. And they're having something here this week saying one in three Democrats are actually pro-life. But that's not addressed at all in the platform. And then the Republican platform is the most conservative that it's been, calling for the defunding of Planned Parenthood, which we absolutely agree with. But I think it's hard when the particular candidates don't necessarily speak to the heart issues that matter the most to pro-life and people who want to affirm the sanctity of human life.
Well, first of all, I want to clarify a couple of things. You said it's hard on the Republican side because they have one of the most conservative platforms. Are you meaning that you like their plank on anti-abortion plank?
I agree with the Republican platform on life issues. It's hard because while the platform is the most conservative and addresses issues of human dignity and the sanctity of human life, particularly for the unborn, the candidate doesn't speak to those issues.
Well, that's been the conundrum for many pro-lifers. I think it's the first time in recent memory that a Republican candidate for president has not been strongly anti-abortion and said so.
Yes, at least said so, I would say.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's also, in the past said he was pro-choice, Donald Trump. He's also supported Planned Parenthood for the other things they do that are good, he's said. Does that trouble you?
What I would say about Planned Parenthood is that they are the biggest abortion provider in the country. The other services that they provide should be provided by real healthcare facilities so that those women who do not believe in abortion are not subjected to receiving healthcare there. So if you're in poverty, if you're struggling financially, if you need help for your healthcare, why are you being forced to go to Planned Parenthood?
Well, because Planned Parenthood, yeah.
Disagreed absolutely with Donald Trump saying good things were done there. I would also say all you have to do is stand outside any abortion facility in the city of Philadelphia, have conversations with the women that are going in there that feel like they have no other choice to come there, when actually that isn't true. There are healthcare facilities here in the city healthcare clinics that provide many of the same services.
So it's sounding like Donald Trump can't be your candidate.
I think it's a challenge that every year, but particularly this year, for people who want to affirm the sanctity of human life, who believe in that and want to restore respect for the unborn child, it's difficult to get behind a candidate that doesn't speak to that issue himself. It doesn't seem that he understands it. But I believe, that being said, no pro-life person who sincerely holds that belief, if that's your issue, you're not going to vote for Hillary Clinton.
So
it's just not going to happen.
What about the vice presidents? Do they, the vice presidential candidates, do they make a difference? Mike Pence?
I think Mike Pence made more people on the pro-life side comfortable with Donald Trump. I think Kane made people on the pro-choice side, pro-abortion side, uncomfortable with Hillary Clinton. So people of a more progressive nature are uncomfortable with some of his more mainstream views on abortion, or what seemed to be mainstream views. I would not say they were mainstream, but I understand that. I was watching MSNBC the other night, and Rachel Maddow was very upset about Kane and the pick.
Well, so let's explain it, because he said he's personally, he's a devout Catholic, and he said he's personally against abortion, but he was for other people having choice.
So whenever someone says they're personally against abortion, what I would say is, why? I would ask them that question. Why is he personally against abortion? What does he believe it is? What does he believe happens in an abortion? And if in an abortion, an unborn child loses its life, his or her life, and a mother is left wounded by that choice, then we need to have a different conversation, and abortion on demand is not the answer.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, and you tell me, if I'm hearing you correctly, the vice president may, on the Republican side, may, you're nodding, may pull you onto that side, despite your hesitation about the main candidate, Donald Trump. No?
Our organization, the organization that I work with, does not pick political candidates, and we don't advocate. We advocate position. So I will always advocate the position. What I'm going to do in November, I think there's still time to see how people change. You know, people change on abortion. And I hope that that happens with Donald Trump. And I think having a man like Mike Pence on the ticket will probably help.
Do you worry that Donald Trump might change because it's politically expedient?
When I say change, I mean a real internal change. So I mean a real metanoia, a change of heart, which I hope happens with him and Hillary Clinton as well. That could happen as well.
What do you think it says, though, in general, that, you know, perhaps one of the four candidates is against abortion no matter what? There's just one out of the four and against it for everyone. Does that say something to you about maybe your opinion being outside the mainstream of thinking?
Whenever people ask that question of those of us who share the pro-life position, I always respond with a question. So I and people who share my beliefs recognize the humanity of the unborn child. And we understand that abortion takes an innocent life. Therefore, how could we say some abortions are okay? I understand that certain laws are passed are more politically expedient, you know, and so we'll support those laws because they'll protect at least some lives.
I think I hear you saying too, what do I care about public opinion? I mean, what do I care with the candidates? It's your personal belief. The fact that only one of the candidates is strongly anti-abortion doesn't change how you believe.
A big part of our work at the Pro-Life Union is speaking to who the unborn child is and, you know, changing public opinion. That's part of what we're supposed to do. Politics is a different business, and so we recognize that, and there's a practicality that comes with politics. We would hope that the candidates would speak truthfully and honestly about the dignity of the human person. And this year, I think it's just going to be a tough year for that. So,
yeah. Well, actually, just one last question, I'll let you go. Did you watch the Republican convention?
Parts of it, yes.
Were you surprised at how little thundering support of the anti-abortion movement there was?
I think the social issues didn't get a whole lot of play this year in the Republican convention. And I think that is an honest reflection of where we are in this country. I think people are more concerned about safety, security, jobs, their own personal lives. And so people believe that abortion doesn't impact their lives, so therefore it doesn't necessarily need to be addressed. And I think that's what Donald Trump and the Republican convention, they addressed it in the platform. It wasn't really addressed in other ways. I think on the Democrat side, what will happen is it will be spoken about, because I think the party that's extreme on abortion is the Democrat Party. I'm not a fan of the two-party system. Let's just say it that way.
Okay.
Currently, I'm not a fan of the two-party system. I think it puts people who care about human dignity in a really tough position because I don't think any party is really speaking to that issue.
Edel Finnegan from Pro-Life Union of Greater Philadelphia. We spoke yesterday after church. There is a group called Democrats for Life. And, of course, there are many pro-abortion rights Democrats here in Philly and many protesters. Producer Peter O'Dowd ran into one earlier today outside a rally. C. Cole Dillon from Chicago is on the platform committee. She supports Hillary Clinton and believes Bernie Sanders supporters will, too, if the party makes them feel they've been heard.
We have to invite them into the structure, make them feel welcome, bring your issues. The party will adjust like it did in 1988 when Jesse Jackson did it, like it did in 1968 in Chicago. The party always adjusts. We just have to give them time to feel better about it and come on into the tent.
We'll see. Here at the DNC in Philadelphia, you're listening to Here and Now.